You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
The week, and it's not super cold out, and
right.
It's not unbelievably. Yesterday, I'm sorry.
It's nice.
And I even told somebody, I talked to our wonderful, wonderful sales representative from Civic Media,
Tammy,
and she called me, and we always have a good time. We go around in her little Volkswagen Bug, you know, trying to get sponsors and different things like that.
She's hey. You guys look real, I mean, you look really manly in this that thing.
I know, right?
Manly. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Nice yellow. It's yellow, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And she said, yellow. Next when she comes up, I'm driving.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, I get you drive it.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah. So anyway, she called you. Hey, ready to come up? What do you want to go talk to some?
I just want to say it's a yellow car.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a yellow Bug.
All right. So a friend of mine got a company car, and it was really canary yellow.
That's what I bought from Lynn Dickey that time.
Okay.
I told you that story, and the engine blew.
That is, I would never. Would you drive a yellow? I wouldn't drive a yellow car. So I said to this friend of mine, I said, "How's your yellow?" It was a company car. He goes, how's your yellow car? He goes, free. I'm like, okay, you're right. Right? That's what I said. You're right. Okay.
Okay. Normally, I would not. But if you're buying a car from a NFL All-Pro quarterback,
yeah.
is that still cool?
Yes.
Thank
I would
you.
Be okay with that.
Todd?
I'd still get it painted. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
I would not paint it. I would,
no.
You know.
Yellow.
Mino, nice yellow car.
Who was it? What was the model?
Lynn Dickey.
Like,
Bel Air, I think.
Because I want to say that Mike. Super
I think it's Chevy Bel Air.
My Super B was yellow, but it had black top and then black stripe around it. Black, you know what
Chevy
I mean?
Chevy Bel Air.
We didn't have that.
Okay.
Four door.
I mean,
I still remember when that engine blew.
She had the dice.
Like, hey, Lynn, I think. Man, am I glad I got rid of that thing. Yeah.
So you went around a yellow Bug.
So I was telling Tammy. She said, hey, I'm ready to come up. You know, I said, Tammy, I'm going to sound like a really old curmudgeon kind of guy. Can we just wait till it's warmer? I said, I'm tired of getting into cold cars and going someplace and going out in the cold and getting back into a cold car. I'm tired of this winter. I don't want to do anything until it's warmer. Anybody else feel that way? Like it's, although I shouldn't say, I showed you guys that picture of Nagani the other day.
Yeah.
And we got Lori coming on. Lori Hayes tomorrow, right, Todd?
Yep.
Nothing to complain
She's
about.
From Nagani. And the snowdrifts are 6 feet high.
Yeah.
6 feet high up there still. Ah! Can we please have some global warming?
But today, what's the temperature? Today was great.
Today's nice. I walked outside 44 degrees in Green Bay, 43 Appleton, 43 Oshkosh. It's beautiful up there right now. No wind that I could feel. And it's burrito day.
Yeah.
Gotta love the burritos.
Last night at the shelter, it was, we have different groups make the meal. It was St. Willibrod, and that's a pretty Hispanic church, and they came in.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Oh, I would love that.
I should have called you. It was really, really great food. So.
When they cook, when you have people from those places, so I did a thing to Arizona, Packer trip. I told you that.
Yeah.
Down to Arizona
years,
20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, probably. I don't know, whatever. And with a bunch of listeners from the Mino and Vin Man or Nick Show or whatever it was. And my sister-in-law, who, by the way, I do all my Alzheimer's things in her honor.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway. But she was a nurse, and one of the nurses there was from El Salvador.
Oh.
So we had a big get-together with all the people we brought down, and she made homemade salsa. And people were like,
"It just
how could we possibly buy this? Because
right.
I know we can't make it with the same seasonings you have. But if we brought this back to Wisconsin, we'd make $1 billion.
And they just...
I mean, everybody makes salsa,
thing.
But she did something else that was just separated from everything else.
Yeah. And
so for you guys, having the real authentic.
And they really, it was not everyone in there spoke English. The whole
what did
cafeteria.
You tell me?
I kind of got there. We had a meeting, and then I went into the kitchen. And
sounds like.
I know. I just really. I was,
Todd.
You know, I should call him, but you know what?
we were busy, and it was just.
Hang on.
Crazy day yesterday.
Everybody quiet, because somebody's challenging me on something, and I don't back down from a challenge. Mino, you might want to recheck your weather. It's very windy.
It is windy, John.
It is.
It is. It's windy.
What do you got there? What do you got there, Mino?
Over 10.
10 miles an hour from the west.
17 from the west.
17. Wow. Windy. You know what the difference is, though? Why I didn't notice it as much? Because I sprayed my hair today. Because I got my wings spotted. I'm going to get a haircut today. I have the weirdest hair that it'll grow here and just gets...
wider?
It looks like... Did you guys watch The Soprano?
Yeah.
Remember Polly Walnuts?
Yeah.
I went in Polly Walnuts' wings with my hair.
Yeah.
And they get gray.
So, this is interesting.
What?
There's a lot of things Mino doesn't always do. Like, if he drops a jar of,
peppers.
Jalapenos. I sent you a picture.
Right. You know, and that went up on Facebook, I think.
I did not know that.
Yep. And so he does that, and he won't sweep up that mess, but he'll spray his hair. I mean, that's a weird dichotomy.
And I only spray it for the walk of 22 steps through my apartment to here. It's 22 steps, but I spray it. So, yeah.
Once a TV anchor, always. Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the honest truth? But today is burrito day. What did they have at your gathering?
The shells with the meat, lettuce.
Those are called tacos.
The flat ones,
tostada?
Tostadas.
That's okay. That sounds great.
What is the
soup? The only Mexican food I don't like?
Soup with the, just with soup with
tamales. I don't like that corn husk thing.
Right, you got to take it off. The soup with the, the white kind of like noodles, but they're round, and chicken. Starts with a P.
You got me on that one.
That's what we had. That was very, very good.
Pozole?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
That's what it is. That's what it was.
Okay.
It was pozole. And you know how people eat and then, you call for seconds because there's stuff left over. And I don't know. I think I was reading that thing this morning, 27 or, that's a lot of people.
There's only two Mexican foods I'm not crazy about.
Okay.
Okay. One is tamales. Because of the corn husk thing. I don't get that. And I'm not a big fan of refried beans.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I also used to go to Margaritas all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fantastic. I loved that place, the chimichangas. And I always felt like the refried beans were just the potato of a meal. It's just there, as my mom used to say, well, it'll fill you up. Might not taste great, but it'll fill you up.
I think they taste great.
Do you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. Oh, man.
A lot of people.
One of my favorite things.
But you put salsa on them, right?
I don't.
A lot of people don't like refried beans and feel the same way that I do, that it's just a filler.
What we had last night was chicken pozole, P-O-Z-O-L-E. Is that what it is? I believe so. That was great.
I used to love Los Banditos East Burritos. Yeah. Los Banditos. Is there still one on the east side, or are they all closed now?
Well,
that was my favorite restaurant in Green Bay.
That was
Los
bought
Banditos.
By a young couple. It's called Tequilas.
Oh, okay.
It's very good. They made it a little brighter, which Los was a little dark, you got to admit.
Yeah, but I like that.
Yeah,
it's a good
place.
Larry McCarron and I almost got in a fist fight with a guy there one night.
Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
You know what I caught him doing? Stealing Larry's money. You know how you get your change back, Larry put down 20, we get two Bud Lights?
Yeah.
And Larry went to the men's room or something. I was talking to him, say, hey, Mino, what do you think of the Packers? Yada, yada. And I turned just as the guy's hand was pulling back, taking Larry's change from his thing.
The guy sitting next to you?
Yeah. Mm. Isn't that, who would do something like that in a restaurant?
Right. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he was, could he have been mistaken? Because, they put that money kind of close if you sit next to each other.
He wasn't mistaken. It was like you and me. He was sitting where you are, and Larry was sitting right here.
Oh, all right.
And I'm turning. I'm talking completely to that guy. Larry's in the men's room. Okay. And I turned, and the guy's hand was pulling back a $5 bill. Right. Isn't that crazy?
That is. That's weird. Wow.
Okay. John, a lot of people don't like it when you eat fried. Okay, Brian. Really? Brian, it's 6:15. You're going to be that snarky already, Brian.
He's got up early.
Don't you have to work into it?
Maybe he worked out already.
Snarky.
We're done already.
Brian, come on. You're better than that, Brian. You're better than that. It's also Chocolate Mousse Day. Is that basically pudding?
Yeah.
What is chocolate mousse?
That's just a lighter and fluffier. Probably lighter. That's the word.
Okay.
It's lighter.
Aquatic Animal Day. All right.
Well, that's pretty broad.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Really broad. Pooper Scooper Week. Is that for, do you do that, Todd, with your dogs?
Yeah, that's this time of year, though. You go outside, bed.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I had a dog, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't pick it up at all?
You know why?
Your neighbors would call.
It's fertilizer.
It's not good.
It's not.
It's good for the environment.
No.
We can't walk around the yard.
Okay, we used to use our dog, when I used to clean my dog's pens, we'd use this stuff for fertilizer.
Oh, goodness. I don't know that I would do that.
We put it in a compost heap.
I don't know that I would do that.
Oh, really? What do you think your cabbage is grown with?
I know that.
It's called fertilizer. It's called organic. It's called Mother Nature. It's called Mother Earth.
You use dog stuff.
I'm a big fan of Mother Earth. We did. And look at me. I'm fine. Eddie Murphy is 64. Turned weird. Hey, Todd?
I don't know. Do you think so?
A little bit. Remember when he stormed out of the Academy Awards because he didn't win? Or the Oscars, rather.
Something.
Because he didn't win. And it's like, really? No,
gee, imagine doing that, John.
I know.
You ever hear of two guys who did that before?
Who?
You guys.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, you're right. I didn't think of that. I did not think of that. Alec Baldwin, 67. That movie's coming out.
Yeah.
That where the guy got killed.
But he's
different.
In the media. Well, he's in the media for a lot of the wrong reasons, right? It's his daughter, and then that guy just a lot of weird
just
things.
Different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Orlando, 81. Boy, that was a popular show. I had a crush on one of the Don girls.
Which one?
The tall one.
Yep.
Oh, man. Who was she?
I should know her name because she was on TV shows later on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I could have seen Thelma. No,
Thelma.
Thelma.
Yes.
I could have seen me when I was in high school and that show was on. I could see me like when I get older.
Thelma Hopkins.
And and I make it in the world, you know, big star in the world. That was going to be my girlfriend.
Man, you must have dreamt a lot as a kid.
Well, I thought I was going to have a growth spurt and be taller because I think she'd be taller than me. But I always thought that once I'm big time and taller and good looking, she'd be my girlfriend.
Did you really think you were going to be big time or just?
Oh, I was.
Did you?
Oh, gosh. I used to practice my autograph.
Yeah, you and Tony Romo.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm practicing my autograph.
One of your biggest idols, Wayne Newton, is 83 today.
Yeah. I've seen him that many
times. Have you? I've never seen him.
Some in Las Vegas. Well, he was here in Green Bay for that parade, right, with the Oneidas.
Oh, was he?
But when he does his show in Vegas.
Dunker Shane. Yeah. Oh, baby, Dunker Shane. Nah. I would have loved to have been a club singer. We're going to have some Wayne Newton today, Todd.
Okay, it's Trucker Thursday.
Yeah, we got to do that, too.
The truckers, I don't think, are big fans of Wayne Newton.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
All right, we got a lot of trucker music coming up then. We got a great, great lineup as Todd put together once again. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here. Good luck at Thursday morning, 44 in Green Bay. 43 in Apted, 43 in Oshkosh. Wasn't yesterday one of the worst days, though, for spring? You know, where it's like, okay, if it's the winter. But yesterday with that rain and that wind and that sleet, that was just a crap day, wasn't it?
I was indoors all day.
Oh, okay. Well, I was out jogging in a tank top all day.
Woo-wee!
Yeah. Okay. I saw Wayne Newton concert at the Widener. He was at the Widener? No. Wayne Newton played at the Widener, 2,000 seats?
It says he played multiple instruments, too.
Yeah.
It's from William. I'll tell you what, man. I got to be honest with you. I think one of the big disappointments in this whole community, Jim, and I'm nothing against you or whatever, the Widener is such a spectacular venue that for whatever happened financially or whatever, that should be...
That wasn't me.
I know that, but I'm just saying, what a beautiful facility they built there. And like I said, the only time I've ever been nervous in my entire life being on stage was at the Widener, right? I had to do a presentation on something.
That's unbelievable.
And it's like, wow, you your voice sounds so good when you're standing up there.
Carnegie Hall there.
It's Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, and the detail there. I don't think people, because when you go to, you know, Fox Cities, which is nice, the wood bullnose, just
right.
the detail in there is unbelievable. And performers sometimes say that too. They're like, this place is unbelievable.
It's magnificent.
Yeah, it is. Two things, right? Should have been downtown. The other thing, that industry's tough. And, you know, you got to get into a network. They thought, we can go independent. We don't need to be in a network. And Appleton's like, we'll get in the network. You don't make as much because obviously the agent takes a good chunk of it. And then these Broadway shows aren't going to play Appleton and Green Bay. They're too close to each other.
Well, they can't, right?
Well, they sign
contractually?
Up with, right.
Like a certain distance?
Yeah, so then...
But, whoever built that, whoever designed that...
Oh, yeah, they...
did they do it right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a magnificent place, and I just feel it's underutilized.
Oh, you're not the only one.
I really do.
Well, that thing... Isn't that today? Is today the... Or was that yesterday? The funding for Green Bay?
That was last Tuesday.
Yesterday.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Remember that lady came in here and said you can give Green Bay and part of it...
Oh, give Green Bay! Oh, yeah.
You can go to the Widener.
Oh, that, yes.
And... You know,
at GB, yes.
Yeah, that can help.
I gotcha. But I mean, just as far as the acts they used to bring in.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? It's so magnificent.
And on Sundays.
I used to love the musicals.
Well, that's
I used to go to every musical.
And
I'd never been to a musical in my life, and I went to almost everyone at the Widener.
And on Sundays, it was $10 for students.
Yes.
So we just dropped the kids off because that was a safe environment, and they'd go, and yeah, there were some great
shows
there. I
saw Best Whorehouse in Texas with Ann Margaret.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you're sitting from here to,
right.
You almost touched from Ann Margaret. Yeah. And the other co-host of that show was, what's his name, who's basically you. If they did a TV show, okay, based on Todd, it would be Gary Sandy from WKRP.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So it was Ann Margaret and him were the stars of the show. And he actually came into our studio with me and Murph and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy.
Good guy.
Good
yeah.
guy.
He played the program director of WKRP
yes,
in Cincinnati.
Which is exactly you.
Yep.
Juggling all these different things, got a crazy, you know, morning guy or night guy.
Yeah, dealing with the owner, right?
Yeah. The only thing you need to improve on.
Yeah, okay.
Is your hiring. We need a receptionist.
Yeah, like Lonnie Anderson.
And we need like an intern or whoever she was of...
Bailey. Wasn't she the traffic coordinator or something
Has
like that?
Has anybody looked better in tight jeans and a sweater than Bailey? Yes or no? Just toss out there, just fellas... What? That's not bad. That's not. Is it, Jim?
No.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you would be. You know, you'd be like.
I. There was some great.
The owner.
Carlson.
Yeah, because he still takes all the orders from his mom.
That's right.
We'd have that in common.
God is my witness, I bought turkeys.
Oh, that absolutely. Yeah, got this, Tim Conway, Harvey Korman at the Widener.
They were there.
Great show. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Got another one. I hope you're not using dog stuff for fertilizer in a vegetable garden. That would be a bad thing. We did for our tomato gardens.
Now we know everything.
That's a good idea.
Now we know it all.
Remember because there's a difference between dog stuff and cow stuff?
There might be.
There's not.
Mm. Don't they eat different things?
Nope.
Remember Robert Goulet when he was there?
No, I don't remember that one either.
And who's the Peter Pan lady that...
Sandy Duncan?
No, the...
The original?
No, the Olympic lady that was here.
Rigby?
Rigby.
Kathy Rigby.
Yeah,
she was great.
I think she married Tommy Mason, former running back of the Minnesota Vikings that played at Tulane. Todd, can you check that one out?
Did she marry Tommy Mason,
the former Viking running back?
No, she was kind of coming on to me because I was...
She was not coming on to you.
Come on.
My God. I was at the rehearsal. I went up in that whole thing, that trapeze thing she flew in. I was up there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had... Okay.
I was on the front page of the paper, too.
Who did you say it was?
Tommy Mason.
She married him from 73 to 81.
Okay.
Yep.
He was an all-pro running back for the Vikings.
Wow.
Really good running back. So anyway, I'm gonna have two celebrities that kind of came on to me in my younger days
that
when I was
washed up thing at the car show.
Which one? No. Yeah. She was so coked out. She would take it. She would have taken you.
Yeah.
That's
that lady
she
from
was.
Starsky and Hutch.
What's her name? From What's wrong with my mind now? Dukes of Hazzard.
I can't think of her name. Catherine Bach.
That's what I
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Yeah, she did a car show in either Flint or Tucson. And
I thought that was that thing in...
It wasn't around here, at least not when I interviewed her.
Well, I saw her. Wasn't she at that... Where's the big car show on this?
I shouldn't say coked out. She was...
Iola.
Yes.
Oh, Iola. Was she there?
Yeah.
I've got to. I used to go to the Iola car show.
Right.
The only... It's horrible, though, in regards to... It's so big, and it's always so hot, and there's no place to sit and no shade. You got to carry like a little chair with you or something because there's no place to sit or get out of the sun.
And it's so massive.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on. But boy.
I mean, I was going into like vendor tents just to cool off and sit down. Yeah. Got this Phantom of the Opera and Miss Saigon at the Widener.
Yeah,
spectacular.
Those are good. Both good.
Saw Miss Saigon. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Okay, the cows have plant-based diets. Dogs do not. Okay.
Right. That's true.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We used to feed our dogs gravy train and our table scraps. What's wrong with that?
But that's not plant-based, correct?
That's,
that's what he's saying.
Cows. That's what the guy said. Do they go and eat grass? That's what the guy's saying.
Didn't affect me none. Got another one. Saw Willie
Didn't
Nelson.
Didn't affect me none.
Didn't affect me none.
Yeah.
I saw Willie Nelson. I saw Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson at the Radisson. Which was great.
Willie Nelson played there?
Yeah, at the Radisson.
Wow.
Me and, Hector, me and Charlie went.
Oh.
From Y100.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
We're going to send her a quick break. Great lineup coming up. Back after this. The only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the normal of life.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. After being missing for 2 months, 17-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been found safe. Details are very sparse, but the Wisconsin Crime Alert Network canceled the Amber Alert for Franklin early Thursday morning. 40-year-old Gary Day, who is thought to be the father of Franklin's unborn child, has been taken into custody. Charges for abduction of a child and child enticement have been filed against Day in Dodge County Circuit Court. One of the biggest local races on the spring ballot in Northeast Wisconsin this week took place in Winnebago County. Winnebago County Executive John Damel was unseated by challenger and former assemblyman for Wisconsin's 54th District, Gordon Hintz. With about 53% of the vote, Hintz repeated his strong showing in the February primary election. Hintz expressed gratitude for winning, but saw it as a continuation of the voters' voices throughout Winnebago County.
It was actually really good because not just in my race, but obviously the Crawford race and the school referendum in Oshkosh passed, and people that I supported on the city council and school board won. So feel good across the board.
Damel has been county executive since 2021. As consolidation continues, the Green Bay Area Public School District has listed the former sites of three elementary schools for sale. The former Keller, Frabel, and Weequeyoc sites are listed on LoopNet.com for about $500,000 each. Other school properties are involved in a land swap with the city of Green Bay. At the first of several budget public hearings held throughout Wisconsin by the Legislative Joint Finance Committee, education was the primary topic of discussion. The first of the four hearings was held in Kaukauna yesterday. The hearings focus on the 2025-27 biennial budget. Newly re-elected State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley was there and spoke for increased support for schools. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready? While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a good-looking Thursday morning. Milwaukee Brewers back in action tonight on WISS, taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Crazy start to the season,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know, right?
All the way across in baseball. It's bizarre what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
The NFL draft, of course, as you may know, they announced their lineup yesterday for the downtown at Lake Park. It's okay, I'm not going to say, I'm just going to, because it's not my type of music, but I do remember those groups being big back in, like I told you, Todd, it reminds me about back in the days of like Fresh Prince of Bel Air era, where that kind of, because it was like hip hop before it got like gangster rap type things. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was fun. It was good music. It was cool. I just didn't know those groups were still around, to be honest with you. But I will say this. I think demographically, age-wise, that's probably a pretty good selection from that era for the people that are going to be in Green Bay.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No?
Do you think so? Don't you think? Well, I don't know what the demographics are of the draft. I would think it's a little bit older.
Well, I would say if you're anywhere between 45 and 60, it was in your era of music.
I would
put
say
it that way.
For me, it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right. I looked at the lineup and I'm like, well, that'd be interesting. I like how they're bookending the draft Wednesday and Saturday. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
And I like the fact it's downtown. The people who are in charge of on Broadway and downtown Green Bay, they're coming on my show Sunday to talk about all the stuff that's going on. And I'm really glad that downtown's taking advantage of this because, you know, they say, you know, 90% of it's going to happen in Ashwaubenon. So I'm glad they're bringing them down here. So I think that's going to be good. Did you know all the bands? I mean, this is what? Starts at 4?
No.
The last band comes on at
9? I'm not going to act like I'm cool and hip and whatever. No, I hadn't heard of some of them. I'll be honest. I mean, I'm an old guy.
But there's a lot. I mean, I think there's 5 a night. I mean,
it's a full night. It is. Yeah, it's a full night of entertainment.
Right. And it's free.
And you know what's funny? It's like here, all we have to do is go out in the balcony right behind us.
And listen.
And you can listen to the whole thing like you were at the thing.
Right.
That's what's cool about Lake Park. It's that sound comes across the river so good. It's incredible.
Are they ending both shows with fireworks?
I don't know. I don't know that. I do not know.
I'm going to ask them that.
Well, and we've got Red Sember on today.
Oh, yes. All right. We'll figure that out.
Who would you, if you were mayor back in the day, who would you have like gone after? And let me just ask. Don't say Wayne Newton. But I'm just gonna say
or Liberace.
Yeah. If you were mayor, okay,
people,
and this was happening, what would you do that maybe isn't being done, or what? Just tell me in your position.
No, I'm not gonna weigh into that. No, no, I think they're doing what they think they should do. No, John, we don't do that. I don't do that.
My God. During every break, he does that. During every moment we're not on the air, he does that. Continue. From the moment we walk into this room.
That is not, come on, John.
He does that. From the moment we go to a commercial, he does that.
I think, this is what I hope. I hope they're working with, because there's a lot of entertainment, right? The Glam Band is playing at Stadium View. There's a lot going on at Lambeau, and I hope they're coordinating that so that we're not duplicating effort. I think that's really, really important. So I would have done that. I hope that same kind of music isn't being played at at Anduzzi's.
Yeah.
So I would have done that.
I'll be honest. I was really hoping for a big country star.
Well, I would have done.
I mean, I'm into classic rock and I'm into country and nothing else kind of.
Well, I would have done more.
They're going to have the tribute, Luke Combs tribute.
Right, yeah,
right.
Which is cool.
So that's cool.
But that's cool.
You guys know me. I probably would have leaned a little bit more local because I like, you know, Big Mouth.
Yeah.
I think. They're awesome. Obviously, love the Glam Band. I would have, Johnny Wadd, I would have probably picked up on. You know what I mean? Like, I like those types of bands.
I will say
the Shaker and the Egg, but they're not around anymore.
But the cool part about that aspect, if that would.
But they were probably all taken.
Well, maybe, but it would have exposed them to a whole different audience. Do you know what I mean? I mean, we've all seen all these local bands, you know, 100 times or whatever. But what I'm saying is, get all these people from other places in the country coming here. And like, you know, well, and like the Glam Band will be exposed to that too, but they do anyway because at the Packer games. But I'm just saying like Big Mouth and all these other ones, you know, people from Dallas and whatever could have seen them. It's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
These guys are good.
And I would have marketed my stage as our local best or something like that. So people would have gone to see it because if I go to another city, I'd like to see their local talent. I don't want to really see somebody I've seen before. But I'm assuming that that's being done, right? I mean, Kevin Van Oss, who's talk of the town, he's the Packer band, he's booked 5 times. I tried to get him to go to an event. He goes, we got 5 bookings. So that people.
Yeah, smart, so they probably are.
They probably are taken.
Up already.
And I hope they are. But I would have just taken the local lane.
Got text here, not Wayne Newton or Liberace. How about Wayne Newton and Liberace, Mino?
There you go.
Well, when I go to hell. That's probably what's going to be.
Welcome.
I'm going to be in a room.
The Polish Prince.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Bobby Vinton?
Yeah. Hands down.
Bobby Vinton I would take.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would have been a little older.
What was Liberace's big song?
Well, he was just an entertainer. I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't really have one big song. Because Wayne Newton is Donkershane, right?
Yeah, well, Wayne Newton had a lot of good songs.
Okay, name me six songs by Wayne Newton. I love when people say, oh, he got a lot of it. Go ahead, name them. You can't.
I will.
Yeah, you failed. Donkershane, old baby Donkershane. You know what one of his big breaks was? You know what it was?
What?
Is this Daddy Don't Cry or something?
There you go.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Big hit for Wayne Newton.
There you go.
From 1972.
Hey, everybody, welcome to 1972. Hey, how about President Nixon going over and getting some pandas? Yeah. I heard you gotta get the female a little liquored up before you get a little action.
And now he's sending them to the new zoo. I think that was breaking news by John Rhino the other day.
But I was right.
No, you weren't.
I was totally
that
right.
That was so funny.
Todd, was I not right?
About what?
No.
The female pandas, you got to get them liquored up a little bit to get a little action.
That's true, but you were talking, that was a different sentence. No, you were talking about.
But it's did the he send those same.
Over? Yeah, the same ones are coming. Yeah,
relevancy. That was funny. Hey, did they find the otter yet? The other otter?
I think one of them actually they did
one
find.
One did, but the other one isn't.
Not yet.
Okay.
It's going to be, I think it's.
We just got a text. Weirdest Trucker Thursday ever.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Truckers out there. We got a little Red Sovine coming your way pretty quick. Maybe a little Merle Haggard. How about a little Merle Haggard? I turned 21 in prison doing life without parole. Mama tried to make me better.
I think people know more Wayne Newton than that song.
Okay. Maybe if we heard a bunch of them.
How about this? Know? How about we put $10 down on the desk?
I got it. And, okay,
I don't, but I could get it.
What's the bet?
Whose songs do you know more of? Wayne Newton or Merle Haggard?
Well, I did say Merle that. Haggard, I think.
Yeah, so do I. That's the bet. You always change the bet.
No, I don't, but go ahead.
You just sang a song that you think everybody knows, and Daddy
It's called Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
And I'm saying Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast is more popular than Mama Don't.
Oh, I can't go with that. And I know both of them, and I like both songs.
You probably played both songs at some point in your musical.
Yeah, I've got a smooth 70s stream station I manage.
I believe.
Are you confident?
You believe that.
I am. All right, here's the thing.
But I don't know, our audience, though, I got to be a little bit careful with.
But you started talking.
I did.
You should know your audience already being the host. So I'm gonna put it out there.
You know what? I just got to tell you, the first time in, how long have we been doing this? 2 years? A guy came up to me yesterday. I'm not kidding you, John. I'm not making this up. You're not going to believe it. But a guy came up to me and said, hey, Mayor, how you doing? I'm going to go, hey. Who's that co-host guy you're with? I swear to God. I said, John Mino. Mino, he's good. I'm like, my career is vindicated. I said, he's been at this for 40 years.
So let's do a poll.
It was funny.
We have to be careful because we got to end it by 7 o'clock so we can do our text to win contest,
let's do it.
Right?
Okay, let's do it.
At 7 o'clock.
Can you play both?
We're up. We're going to be giving away $100 cash this morning on the text to win at 7 o'clock. Okay. So we want to get this out of the way. But let's do a quick poll. How many people know Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast, opposed to Merle Haggard? Do you know both songs? Yes. If you don't, which song do you know better?
And which would you rather listen to?
No. That's not that. He changes it. Just don't. Todd's right. Just keep it clean. Do you know both? Yes or no? If you don't know both, which one do you know?
Yep. So the answer is either both or it's Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast or it's Mama Tried.
Yep.
So there's three answers, both or one of the songs.
There are no
titles.
Incorrect answers.
Correct.
Unless you go with the Wayne Newton song.
Yeah. So what you want to do right now is make sure you have that app and then you can text in the lower right-hand corner, of course, the Civic Media app. Choose WGBW or WISS.
And I'll pay $100 for every person that votes for me.
You won't. But. Okay. This is good. Are you going to...
I'm going to put some stuff up here.
And they will. Okay.
But they're not going to win anything.
No.
Todd, how about this?
No, he changes it all the time.
I'm doing this for our people.
No.
I'm doing this for our people. No, this is all I'm saying is this. Whichever side wins, will you work with me on this, Jim?
I don't know.
Whichever side wins, one of the texters who sided with the winning side, okay, we give them a prize package. Todd?
But That's
Todd. So many we can do that.
But I'm not picking sides. Whichever side wins, one of the texters will just do a random drawing. One of them wins a major prize package.
All right, this is going to be tough for me because I got to do some math here, guys.
But and we got.
That's why I'm here for you, Todd.
Yeah. Maybe right.
Tickets to that.
Yes.
We'll do tickets for the new,
for
new
your great
shelter.
Event coming up on the 18th.
What's wrong with doing that?
That's great. I just wish Wayne Newton was performing or somebody.
Oh, but, no.
Union Station is phenomenal.
Because
yeah. They're well, awesome.
All right,
man.
Two tickets to
band.
The Union Station event.
At the Epic coming up on the 18th.
But we have to, there's a lot of, like Todd said, there's a little math here. We're not going to know right away.
Which one of us had advanced general math? Me. I can handle this.
Which one of us had like geometry and trigonometry? And
how's that working for you?
Algebra.
Good.
You know what? I was thinking last night, because Todd kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. I am going to research my ACT score because I don't think I'm right on that. Because, like,
I brought mine in and showed it to you.
And I'm going
to
do that. I'm going to go see my mom. She's still alive, 92 years old.
I hurt him a little bit yesterday.
I like that.
Because
give me other ways to hurt him, Todd.
I said something.
Oh,
goes,
I've got a lot.
He goes, he still beat you on the ACT. And I'm like, did he really? I jumped at that 22, right? You said, what was your ACT?
I thought it was 21.
No. 22. Yours was 23.
Yeah.
I said 22. You can go to the tape. And I'm thinking, was it? I'm going to figure that out. There's got to be a way that you can dig that up. I think it's higher.
No, I don't think
so. Right now, the majority of people know both. Okay. But when it comes to the Merle or Wayne, Merle is ahead right now. I don't have the exact numbers, but I can tell you by votes. Okay. So both is in the lead. Merle, however, if you're going one or the other, is in the lead over Wayne Newton right now.
Okay.
We got to go because we've only got a couple seconds. We got 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
Major prize package at...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Towards the bad, I kept on turning till mama couldn't hold me anymore.
So once again, this morning, the poll that's up until 7 o'clock is, which songs do you know? Okay, either both for Wayne Newton's Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast and Merle Haggard's Mama Tried, or do you know Merle only or Wayne only? That is the poll this morning. You go get the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Download it. Choose WGBW or WISS. Vote in the lower right-hand corner right now. Both is still in the lead, but leading between Merle and Wayne, Merle is well ahead.
And a prize package here.
Well, we've got a prize package to go see a great band, a Union Station.
Phenomenal band.
For a great event coming up for the new community center.
Unbelievable food that's on the menu that night.
Yeah, that is. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's all included. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's at the Epic on the 18th.
Friday,
Union Station.
Kind of like kickoff to the NFL draft.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
It's going to be a great show. And we've got a pair of tickets for that.
To give away to one of the people taking part in the poll. But you got to be on the winning side in the poll.
Well, yeah, I don't, you know, because then people can actually.
Well, maybe I shouldn't do that because I know if it's my people, my longtime listeners, they'll vote both ways to increase their odds. That's just the way my people are.
I'm only taking one from each person. I have the ability to do that.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Wow. All right. So you got to be on the winning team.
We had a meeting last night about this event that's coming up, and of course the proceeds go to the new community shelter. But we have gift baskets there, and I was telling Johnny we got some great gift baskets. But one of them is a NFL draft gift basket that has all the things that you can wear and use for the NFL draft. So that's gonna be fun. I mean, there's just high energy. There's gonna be a lot of cool stuff there.
It's gonna be great. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's not very often that I look forward to getting up off the couch and going someplace at night.
Yeah.
I become that guy. But that one I'm looking forward to because I was just so impressed when they were in here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The sound that young lady has.
Her vocals are just unbelievable.
My goodness. Yeah. I've never had more comments, just texting, people texting me saying, Mino, who was that was singing in your studio? Man, she sounded... Well, actually... I mean, every time I get comments from people about our musical people, and they're all positive. I mean, never had a negative one.
Right.
But her and the guy we had last week singing his song, Affliction.
Mm-hmm. And he sang at the Epic Saturday.
You were there, right?
Yeah.
It was, how'd he sound there?
It was great.
Yeah.
And that's only a three-piece orchestra, a three-piece band. You know, the drummer, the other guitar, and him. And they were great. They sang for 45 minutes.
Wow.
And, Yeah, they were very good. I took some pictures. Grand Union has 6-piece.
All right.
So they're going to put out some.
Hey, I don't care. Music. I don't care if they have 20. I just want to hear that woman's voice.
Right. Right, right, right.
I mean, I would buy her CD.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know music a lot more than I do as far as like the actual folk. I mean, you know what pitch is or stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Because you always talk about me. I don't have pitch or something or tone. I don't know, whatever.
Chris Hendricks, by the way, was that gentleman's name.
Chris Hendricks.
Yes, Chris.
Fantastic. Yeah. Just fantastic.
Was.
But isn't it crazy? I mean, I don't know, other areas, I guess. We got real talent around here, don't we? Musical talent?
Yes, we do. But, I mean, Chris was, you know. Yeah, this is.
Oh, wow. That's cool. With all the lights and the laser show.
They really awesome. Knew what they're doing. That's going to be, I mean, they got quite a show they're putting on with this Grand Union, too.
Yeah.
They've got quite a stage.
But I'm wearing my Yellowstone vest, and I might grow a goatee between now and then, and dark sunglasses, and I'm going to look so much like Rip from Yellowstone.
I just know I'm wearing my snakeskin cowboy boots, and I've been telling that story. I even told Donna last night. I said, this may come back to you, because I even told it last night at our planning meeting. So I've been married 32 years, and I've done a lot of stuff wrong, and Donna has only done one thing wrong in these 32 years, and that I had had that pair of eelskin boots.
You said rattlesnake.
No. I had a couple pair of boots.
Oh my God.
I was happening back then, Johnny. I went to that David that store. So I had eelskin, which are more expensive than rattlesnake.
Actually, you know what's considered the coolest? Ostrich skin.
Yeah, I know. Those are cool.
Yeah.
With those little bumps. Yeah. On. Yeah.
The all right. I'm going to call the race.
But I just.
Right. I'm going to call the poll. We've got 2 minutes.
I'll tell you my story. But, all right. Okay.
That's fine.
I'll do it when we come back.
All right. So both is still the winner. Okay. That's the winner.
That most people who text in knew both songs.
Both songs, right.
Okay, that makes sense.
But for those who had to choose either Merle or Wayne, are you guys ready for a winner?
Mm-hmm.
It is Merle. Merle Haggard.
Thank you, my
Mama
people.
Mama Tried.
Thank you, my people.
Yep.
Number one hit, 1973. Merle Haggard, Mama
song
Tried.
Right there, so.
I turned 21 in prison. Wow.
And the winner
without parole.
And the winner of the tickets for the show to see Grand Union, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jesse from Howard.
Jesse from
Howard.
All right,
Jesse. We're going to see you there.
Congratulations. We will see you there.
That is going to be fun.
Show up hungry, because that menu is spectacular.
And the music is even better. And
absolutely.
And you can sit down and it's at a table and you get this. Plus, there's places to dance and hang out. It's going to be great.
Todd.
Yeah.
Can I do a quick impersonation?
Of who?
Just you tell me who it is.
Okay.
I went to a rock concert the other night. There's no place to sit.
It was 4 hours, John.
I had a stand. Who knew you go to a rock concert, you have to stand?
I was standing in my eel boots.
I heard my eel skin boots.
I want to see those.
My feet were killing me.
Let me tell you.
Finish the story.
So, 32 years. She took my eel boots in to get shined, right? If you don't pick them up in a year, they sell them.
Okay.
And they called and said, hey, look, you got these eel boots here. You got to come pick them up. She didn't. And I went back there and they had sold them.
Wow.
So, that was, I don't know, 15 years ago. And sometimes I remind her of that, which isn't very nice.
I was just going to say.
Because of the 50 things I did wrong.
When you guys do make, like when you do argue, do you remember that time you did that to me?
And she's absolutely. Like, you got to be kidding me. You're going to bring that up. And I'm like, it's the only thing I got on you.
Jim, you were really rude to me at that party the other night. Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll put on my eelskin boots next.
That is the only thing. So,
I would use that to the day I die.
I do.
I would too. Mind of the Mary Becker.
That old roadhouse down in Texas, and the girls they've left behind, people with their tales of burying, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.